The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Settling back into your bodies. You might want to take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths. As a way to remind yourself that the next period of time will be a period of bringing attention to the body and the mind. And in particular, on the in-breath, connecting to the physical experience of the body. And letting go, relaxing on the out-breath. And letting your breathing return to normal. It can also be helpful at the beginning of a period of sitting to consciously relax the body, since relaxing the body supports a mental relaxation. So, scanning through the body and checking in to places where you might particularly hold tension, and see if you can relax those areas. Release or soften those areas. Allowing the breathing to massage and soothe and release the tension in those areas. Not that you particularly have to change your breathing, but you can think of breathing through that area where there may be tension, or breathing around it, and see if that supports relaxing, releasing the body. Checking in to places where you may or may not expect tension. We expect tension often in our neck and shoulders, in our stomachs and backs. Sometimes when we sit, we kind of tense up our buttocks and our legs without really being aware of it. So seeing if there's a way to soften and relax. Those areas as well. It can also be helpful to relax the interior of the body, having relaxed the muscles, the outer layer of the body, See if there's some relaxation that can happen inside the body. See if you can relax behind your eyes. Relax inside your throat. Relax your heart and your lungs. Relax your stomach. Your intestines. All the organs inside your abdominal cavity. And see too if you can relax your mind, letting go of thoughts of the past. Thoughts of the future. And even thoughts about the present moment. In favor of connecting with the physical body sitting here now. And within this physical body, allow yourself to recognize that breathing is already happening. Wherever you're experiencing those sensations, allow the mind to rest there. Allowing our mindfulness to connect with the experience of breathing is a very powerful way to settle down our mental restlessness. And yet, we often try to force our attention on the breathing. So rather than trying to focus down on the experience of breathing wherever it's apparent to you, see if you can instead allow that experience, that sensation of breathing, to get really big. Let that sensation of breathing get as big as the room. There's no need to push away any other experience, like hearing. But just stay connected with the sensations of breathing in and breathing out, allowing these sensations to fill your awareness. For me, it feels like the mind is settled back to do this rather than pointing down or focusing down. It's a sense of the mind being wide open and relaxed. Allowing the experience of breathing to surround, penetrate any other experience. There's no need to be in conflict. But keeping the awareness connected to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. The mind will wander off into thought. Whenever you notice that you're waking up into thinking, take a moment to acknowledge whatever kind of thinking is obvious. Not the story, but just the kind of thinking. Like planning, remembering, fantasizing, arguing, whatever it is. Just acknowledge that. And then check in and see if the condition of the mind wandering off into that thought has changed the bodily experience. Has there been any tension that's been produced by that thinking? If so, take some time to allow the body to relax again. There's no need to rush back to yank the awareness back to the breathing. Allow the mind and body to settle down by connecting again with relaxation. And then when the mind and body have settled down a little bit, reconnecting with the experience of breathing.